is a day the Lord has made for mothers. And we will rejoice and be glad. I think I'm going to need some helpers. We've got a little gift we want to give to our mothers. We got some helpers? Come on, Gabe. If you're a mother or a grandmother, please stand. It won't take long. Here you go. Take these guys. There shouldn't be any men standing. If you're a mother, you need to stand. You are not a mother, you need to be seated. If you'd like to be a mother, you can stand. Here's some more if that's not enough. These are just a little bookmark. Got a great little message on it. God's promises to a woman's heart. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Your Savior's love for you never dims. Your Savior's delight in you never fades. Your Savior's promises to you never fail. Find joy in His faithful love now and forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Everybody get one? Everybody? Okay, just drop them there in the basket. Yeah. The wisest man who ever lived, his name was Solomon. Here's a couple of ladies. Just come in. Can you bring those? Virginia? You and Linda Hill? Did y'all not get a bookmark? The wisest man who ever lived, name was Solomon. God said of Solomon, there's never been a man who had more wisdom than he, and there would never be a man after him who had more wisdom than Solomon. Of course, we know one did. What was his name? Jesus, yes. We're going to hear from him in a minute. But listen to what he said. A mother or wife of noble character, who can find? She's worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life, and selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She's like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar and gets up while it's dark and provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls, except on Mother's Day. You know, the restaurants love Mother's Day. And all God's people said, amen. She considers a field and buys it, and out of her earnings she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously, and her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. She opens her arms to the poor, extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She's clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She's clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Amen. Ladies, We honor you today. You have shaped us and molded us into what we are and what we are becoming. We're not through yet. And all the women said, amen for that. Yeah. But we love you. And I don't mean this just silly. None of us would be here without you. So love your mothers today. Daughters and sons. Husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. A man who loves his wife loves his own body. Cherishes it. Cherish your wife. Cherish your mother. There's many of us can say, cherish your mother, because she won't always be here. Amen? And we also remember those mothers that have gone on before us. And we don't forget them. We love them. We honor them today. Would you pray with me? Lord God, we thank you for creating us in your image, creating us male and female, fathers and mothers, sons and daughters. And today, Lord, we want to honor our mothers, our wives, and our daughters, our granddaughters. They are so precious to us. We ask you, Lord, to bless them with great riches of glory in heaven. Bless us as their sons and daughters, as their husbands. Teach us, Lord, to love them as you love the church. Teach us to honor them so that we might give you honor and glory in doing so. Lord, we come to this hour in our week to worship and to praise you, to focus upon our King Jesus, to honor him, to glorify him, to worship him in spirit and in truth. So give us all ears to hear, hearts to respond to you as we worship you together. Lord, let your spirit fall here. Conform us. Transform us into the beautiful body of Christ that you want us to be. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm going to be reading the word of the Lord out of Matthew chapter 6. This is toward the end of the Sermon on the Mount. I'm going to begin with verse 28. It says, "Why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows all that you need, them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own."
Amen.
Lord, we trust you. And if we don't, I pray, Lord, that you would just draw us out of our circumstance, that we would learn to trust you. Because you are God. You do clothe the grass of the field with beauty and splendor. And how much more value are we to you than the grass? Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for providing for us and for knowing what we need before we can even ask it. And so, Lord, we come to you with the stuff that you've given us, and we just return it back to you saying, you are good, and we trust you with all of our finances. And so when you ask for 10%, that's nothing, and we trust you with it because you are God, and you provide our 100%, and you provide abundantly more than that. You are so faithful to us, and you are so good to us. Even when financial circumstances are dismal in our whole country, we do not waver or faint, because you are the Lord of everything and of every nation and of every king and tribe. And so we come to you, God, worshiping you with song and offering. And as your word is taught and read or spoken today, I pray, Lord, that you would be magnified and that your word would go out and even pierce our heart and sink to it, that it would bring forth life out of us, that it would be a wellspring of life flowing out of us like rivers. I love you, Lord, and I trust you with these things, and I trust you in your word because you are faithful. More faithful than any man I have ever met or known. I love you, and I ask these things in Jesus' name, my King. Amen.